And welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I am so glad that you decided to join me today. Well, my name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve. Well, we're on the final day of a 3-day lesson about the Isle of Man. It seems to be a very charming place to visit. The Isle of Man hosts festivals that celebrate music, art, film, food, and so much more. Well, today we're going to learn about one of the most famous festivals, so you are definitely in for a treat. But just as a reminder, in case you forgot, today's lesson is called Isle of Man. And today we're going to talk about the tourist trophy race. And what kind of race is this? Well, it's a test of nerves and speed. Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
Isle of Man. Speaking of festivals, the Isle of Man is home to the world's most popular motorcycle race, the Tourist Trophy TT Races. First held on May 28, 1907, the race was so popular that it has become an annual event. Drivers race along narrow, winding public roads between stone walls and quaint cottages. Their average speed is 209 kilometers per hour, with top speeds reaching over 240 kilometers per hour. Add in over 400 twists and curves to make this one terrifying race.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 quaint 这个形容词。Quaint 是指别致的或者是古典优雅的。例如 ,visitors come to enjoy the slow-paced lifestyle in this quaint little town. 游客们来到这个古雅的小镇享受慢活的生活方式。Quaint 也指过时的、奇怪的或者是不合时宜的。例如 ,nowadays many quaint wedding traditions are no longer practiced by Chinese people.许多不合时宜的婚礼仪式中国人现在都不实行了。继续我们看 curve 这个名词 curve 在这里是指转弯。例如 the traffic sign warns drivers to watch out for a sharp curve ahead. 这个交通标志警告驾驶们前方有角度很大的转弯。curve 也指曲线或弧线。例如 the curves on the graph show the ups and downs in our sales over the past year.图表上面的曲线显示出我们去年销售的起伏状态。Curve 也可以当动词。例如 the baseball curved in front of the hitter. 这个棒球在打击手面前转了弯。它的形容词是 curvy, C-U-R-V-Y. 例如 you've got to drive with caution on this curvy mountain road. 在这个弯来弯曲的山路上驾驶要非常小心。
Well, we are about to talk about a very exciting part of our lesson. It's about a festival, but not any type of festival, a very dangerous festival. Gabe, does that excite you?
Yes, it does. I think this is the most interesting part of our lesson because it's about a motorcycle race, a very dangerous motorcycle race. We read, speaking of festivals, the Isle of Man is home to the world's most popular motorcycle race, the Tourist Trophy or TT races.
And before we continue learning about this race or festival, let's talk about that phrase you see right here on the screen, home to. Now, when do you use this phrase and why do you use it? Well, this just refers to a place where something originates.
Yeah, so, or maybe a place where something is. Like New York State, New York is home to the Statue of Liberty. But I like what you said, Rebecca. It's where something originates. So, for example, Chicago is home to deep dish style pizza. Oh, it's so delicious.
I love that type of pizza.
And it came from Chicago,
I think. It did.
Yeah.
I believe so too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want deep dish pizza, you should go to Chicago. Or I should say, if you go to Chicago, you should try deep dish pizza.
Oh man, so there's a really dangerous race and I want to learn more about the TT races.
Well, we read first held on May 28th, 1907. That was a long time ago. The race was so popular that it has become an annual event. So it happens every year. Drivers race along narrow, winding public roads between stone walls and quaint cottages.
You know, I wouldn't want to be in one of those cottages during this race, just because of how dangerous this race is. I've seen video footage of motorcycle races where the motorcycle crashes somehow for some reason, and the bike and the cyclist, the rider, go flying off somewhere, and who knows where that might be. It could be they run into one of these cottages.
Yes, that doesn't paint a pretty picture in my head at all, Gabe. Well, let's go back to this race here. Let's find out how fast these racers usually go. Their average speed is 209 kilometers per hour, with top speeds reaching over 240 kilometers per hour. Now, if I'm not mistaken, when you drive in a car, most of the time we don't drive more than maybe 80 or 90 kilometers an hour, right?
Yeah, my average speed on the scooter is just 100 kilometers an hour. So this is really fast.
Right. Reaching 240 kilometers
an hour. Just kidding, Rebecca. My average speed is maybe only like 60 kilometers an hour. Just
well,
for the record.
Hey, you know, knowing you, it wouldn't surprise me if you went 900 kilometers an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about this word reaching, okay? This just means that you get to a particular level, especially a high one.
That's right, a level that might be difficult to attain. For example, an amount, like temperature. The temperatures in the Sahara can be really, really hot. In fact, temperatures can reach over 50 degrees Celsius. That is super hot. But speaking of temperatures, just this year, earlier this year, in Taipei, the temperatures reached to just under 10 degrees. So it was pretty cold.
Now that's pretty cold. 10 degrees is cold, 50 degrees is hot. And when we're talking about speed, 250 kilometers per hour is fast. In addition, our lesson says, add in over 400 twists and curves to make this one terrifying race. Now, we want to take a look at something in this sentence, specifically emphasizing this word one terrifying race. We can use this word one when we want to emphasize an adjective.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of what we learned earlier this month. Someone was talking about hair. They said, that's some hair, right? Well, here you can use this word one in the same way. That was one funny movie. That was one delicious steak. That was one beautiful sunset.
Exactly. And this is one terrifying race. I bet people have to have nerves of steel in order to participate.
You know, Rebecca, I know who has nerves of steel, and that is what we're going to talk about in
The Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today on Info Cloud, we are going to talk about steady nerves. Some might say having steady nerves is important if you want to teach in a classroom.
That's right, Rex. Steady nerves is an expression that means that someone is calm and patient under pressure.
But if you are very good at maintaining your calm, even if you are in dangerous situations, we use another expression.
We will say that someone who is calm in the face of danger has nerves of steel, meaning that they don't get nervous or frightened, even in very dangerous situations.
We certainly don't expect teachers to have nerves of steel, but we might want an airline pilot to stay calm in dangerous situations.
And when we refer to someone who does stay calm during a crisis or a surprise, we say that they have nerves of steel.
This is a great quality for emergency personnel, as they might have to make complex decisions quickly in an emergency situation.
We also can use this to describe people who are very brave, as in, it's hard to give a speech in another language in front of many people. You must have nerves of steel.
我们来学一个字 ,nerve。它的名词有好几种翻译。可以指我们身体里面的神经，也可以指我们的勇气或胆量。Nerves 当复数的时候是紧张不安的意思。那 steady nerves 是什么意思呢？它是指在困难的情况下保持冷静的一种能力。比如 John needs steady nerves to speak in front of the board。约翰在董事会面前讲话一点都不害怕。还有另外一个更强烈的说法是 have nerves of steel。我们都知道 steel 是钢。当神经或勇气有如钢一般的坚硬时，就表示那是一种过人的胆识，即便在很危险的情况下，他都能够保持冷静。例如 ,pilots need to have nerves of steel for their job. 机长或飞行员在工作上需要有过人的胆量。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Imagine watching a race where drivers can reach up to 240 kilometers per hour, and there are 400 twists and curves. This sounds like one terrifying race. What am I talking about? Well, none other than the Tourist Trophy Race, which is found on the Isle of Man. Are you interested in watching this race? Well, you just might need to take a trip to the Isle of Man. Well, let's continue learning about this terrifying race now.
Isle of Man. In 2003, sports writer Franz Liszt viewed the race for himself. He described it as 38 miles of terror, a test of nerves and speed that may be sport's most dangerous event. The TT race can certainly be dangerous, having resulted in 146 deaths to date. Public roads are closed during part of the practice week and the race week for safety. The TT race begins today and runs through June 8th. Over 45,000 fans from around the world are expected to arrive and witness this breathtaking event.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 terror, 这个不可数名词。Terror 是指恐惧或惊恐。例如 ,the girl screamed in terror when she saw the rat. 这个女孩看见老鼠时恐惧的尖叫。或者是 bungee jumping holds no terror for Barry, he enjoys the thrill of it. Barry 一点都不怕高空弹跳，他非常享受高空弹跳的刺激。他的形容词是 terrible, 意思就是可怕的。例如 I made a terrible mistake when I called my boss by his first name. 我竟然直呼老板的名字，我犯了天大的错误。最后我们看的是 breathtaking 这个形容词。Breath 是指气息，所以 breathtaking 就是指令人屏息的或者是惊人的。例如 We were stunned by the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon. 大峡谷令人屏息的美景震撼了我们。或者是 the breathtaking performance by the acrobat was the climax of the show. 这位特技演员惊人的演出是这场秀的高潮。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so let's find out what happened in 2003. In 2003, sports writer Franz Liszt viewed the race for himself. He described it as 38 miles of terror. Very scary and dangerous.
That's right. This is one terrifying race. He says, a test of nerves and speed that may be sports' most dangerous event. Yes, this is a very dangerous race, which is also probably one of the reasons why it's one of the world's most popular races to see.
And let's take a look at this word, a test of. This just means that you do something in order to discover if something is safe or if it works correctly.
Yeah, so here we're learning about a race that is really, if you're a rider in this race, it's a test of nerves and speed. Okay, but you can test other things, right? So for example, maybe you're part of a running race and it's 50 kilometers long. That would be a test of endurance. Can you make it through the entire race? Sometimes when we're hanging out with people who might be a little bit of annoying, you might say that is a test of patience. How patient can you be?
Ooh, those are some great examples. And of course, we're talking about this race, this Tourist Trophy Race, TT, and how it's a test of nerves and speed. The TT race can certainly be dangerous. And let's find out exactly how dangerous, having resulted in 146 deaths to date. Okay, let's talk about this phrase. Well, there's a couple of things we want to talk about, but first, to result in. This just means that something causes a particular situation to happen.
Yeah, so for another way of using this phrase, the northern lights, right? For example here, the sun's rays hitting the Earth's magnetic field results in a beautiful show of light, and we call that the northern lights.
And that's a very positive example, unlike in our lesson how this dangerous race has resulted in 146 deaths to date. Now let's look at this phrase, to date. This just means up to this point. So, for example, the race started in 1907, and up to this point, to 2018, there have been 146 deaths.
Yeah. Before we continue talking about that, here's another way of using this phrase, to date. Okay, there are many ways to use this phrase. So, for example, Radiohead is one of my favorite bands, and their album, OK Computer, is my favorite album to date. That's implying that they're still making music, which they are, and they have made a lot of great music, but that one, several years ago, is my favorite one to date.
Nice. But back to this race. Public roads are closed during part of the practice week and the race week for safety.
All right, Rebecca, I have to say something here.
Yes, Gabe.
Our lesson says there have been 146 deaths to date.
Okay.
However, I was doing some reading, and it seems like between the main race and some other races on the island, there have been over 250 deaths total. But let's do the math. Let's say there were just 146 deaths to date. That means from 1907 to now, there is an average of 1.3 deaths every year. That's one death too many for me. I mean, really.
So I feel like maybe it's a little too dangerous.
Yeah, it's like someone's going to die every year.
And I wonder who that person's going to be, right? The TT race begins today and runs through June 8th. Over 45,000 fans from around the world are expected to arrive and witness this breathtaking event. I didn't know you could describe a race as being breathtaking, but I guess you can.
Yeah, it sounds more like a life-taking event to me. Well, right now it's time for a
review skit.
Forty. 41.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm counting the attractions here on the Isle of Man.
Really? But this island is so tiny.
True. But visitors to this jewel in the Irish Sea never run out of things to see and do.
Really?
Of course, from natural wonders to year-round events.
Well, it is beautiful here. Mm-hmm. It has charming villages, towering cliffs, and kilometers of beautiful coastline.
And a very rich history. Humans may have lived here as early as 10,000 years ago. The earliest immigrants may have arrived from Ireland.
Interesting.
And around the year 800, Viking invaders arrived. They came to steal, but then they began to settle.
Also interesting.
And did you know, kings from Norway ruled for a time, establishing a self-governing system that hasn't changed much over the years.
Well, back to activities. What? Where should I start?
A day of water sports might just be the thing.
Anything for nature lovers.
Of course. Explore areas with birds and marine life.
Any museums of history and heritage?
Sure. The Manx Museum is filled with historic treasures.
How about monuments and castles?
There are numerous ancient monuments and historic castles just waiting to be explored.
I know. Anything for food lovers.
Of course. A wide variety of delicious treats. You can taste the catch of the day fresh off the boat and enjoy homemade soups and baked goods.
Any special events?
Yes. There's a year-round calendar of events. The Isle of Man hosts festivals celebrating music, art, film, food, and so much more.
More? Such as?
Well, the island is home to the world's most popular motorcycle race, the Taurus Trophy races.
The TT? Really?
Yes. Fans from around the world witness this breathtaking event.
Wow. This tiny place has so much to see and do. Mm-hmm. Too many to count.
Oh, count, right. Now, where was I? One, two, three.
Oh, man. Well, as dangerous as this race sounds, Rebecca, I have to admit, it's probably the thing I would look forward to seeing most on the Isle of Man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing the charming villages and the towering cliffs.
Okay, you're right. There's a lot to see. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Every time we have an article about some place in the world, it does make me want to visit. Friends, what about you? Well, we do have more to learn about something completely different next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.